Hey folks, Josh here for another business update, weekly business update, as the title might say. Hope you're doing well. Oh my God, am I tired, folks. It's been a good week. It was busy. I'm tired. It was a combination of, sorry for starting off on such a positive, upbeat note, but it was a combination of another busy week. We've had a very busy, in a good way, 2 months. We've added like a couple dozen firms to our platform in just the last month and a half, 2 months. So we've had a very good month. Don't misinterpret this tiredness and borderline sounding sadness as things aren't going well. Things are going really well. The problem for me when things go well is, as most of you know who've been listening for a while, we have a very small team at Visto, right? We're a very small Canadian immigration tech startup. And what that means is that we all have to do a whole bunch of stuff. And what that means is when things get extra busy, until we decide to hire more, which we're probably not too far away from, you know, like when tech and customer support stuff gets more demanding, Alex, my technical co-founder, he just has to do it, right? Like there's nobody else we have another engineer, but he doesn't do some of the stuff that Alex does. When we get more bookings and sales calls, I just have to do more of it. There's no other people to you know, hand it off to, but we'll probably be growing the team a little bit in the near future to help there. But maybe some of you can relate. It was a combo of a busy week and the Jewish holidays. So it was Passover this past week. Happy Pesach to all those that may or may not have been celebrating. It's a scary time for those of us who are of the Jewish persuasion. I don't want to get too political here. But Jesus, if you look at the news, if you look at what's happening in Canada, if you look at what's happening at some of these colleges and universities in the States, the protesters, my God, I'm not going to get into detail because it's not really the purpose of this show, but it's a scary time. So anyways, I'll leave it at that. But yeah, it was a good week. Had a couple Passover Seders. My dad came to visit, spent some time with him on Wednesday, spent a lot of time with the family on those dinners. So that was great. It just means the business day is a little bit shorter and you got to fit more into less. And we continue to just have a lot of bookings. Did a really good webinar this week for CELA, Canadian Immigration Lawyers Association, which went really well. Talked about immigration plus AI and how immigration lawyers can start using it to improve efficiency in their practice. So these are all good things. I'm just wiped out. I'm going to break some secrecy here. This episode usually goes live every Sunday, but I actually record the vlog or the podcast, depending on whether you're watching this on YouTube or listening on your favorite podcast platform. I actually record it Friday mornings. Why? Good question. I find Friday's a good day to record it because I'm still, like, it's the last day of the week and I'm still quote unquote in the week. So I can easily look back at my calendar and be like, oh, how did the week go? You know, what do I want to talk about? Whereas on Sunday, like usually for me, what I do is I take Saturday off completely. And part of what I wanted to talk about today is like, what do we do as entrepreneurs to relax and reset day in, day out? I'm not the type of person that can work 7 days a week. Sometimes I have to, right? There's those weeks or months where we don't have any choice. But I would say 9.9 weeks out of 10, I don't have to or I don't want to. And what I do is I take all of Saturday off. I don't do any work on Saturday. I'm usually gassed by Friday afternoon anyways. And I make it a mission to take all of Saturday off. Maybe I'll check, you know, I'll look at my email on my phone because I'm addicted to it. But I don't really respond to any emails. I don't do any work. I relax. I spend time with family, with friends. And I think that's important for two reasons. Number one is just to have a break. Like if you don't recharge, I'm of the opinion, again, this can differ, I guess, depending on the type of person you are. There are some people who can and want to work 7 days a week. And by all means, if that works for you, that works for you. For me, if I were to do that for too long, I would burn out. And the other thing too is I find is if I don't take the day off, it ruins the next week. Right? Because I'm not functioning at full capacity. My brain is tired, my body's tired, et cetera, et cetera. The other reason why I like the day off is it gives my brain space to think. So even though I'm not working on Saturday, of course, my mind is going back to Visto, right? Of course. I'm thinking about things. What are the most pressing items we have to deal with? What are some problems we're currently trying to solve? And this is something that, like, I've read a lot and heard a lot about, is like, we don't take enough time to just think, right? And just sit, you know, stare out the window, kind of like Steve Jobs, Einstein-y type thinking or talking, where it's like, hey, you need to build in some time to give your brain to explore and let ideas percolate and all that kind of stuff. So I take Saturday off completely. And then usually on Sunday, I'll work for like a couple hours in the afternoon, depending on how busy the week is or will be. I might work anywhere from like 1 to 3 or 4 hours on Sunday, usually afternoon. And that gives me a chance to catch up on admin stuff, get ahead of admin stuff, plan for the week ahead, you know, all that kind of stuff. But other than that, I actually don't do a ton on the weekend. And I'm also usually spending a lot of time on the weekend with my wife or family. So I don't really like to lock myself away in the office and record this while there's other people or another person in our condo. So I do it Friday morning. I'm alone. It's nice. I don't have to worry about anybody listening over my shoulder or through the walls. And I can just kind of free flow like I'm doing right now, clearly not pre-planned or organized. But I find that, and maybe you can agree, I mean, if you've been listening to these every week, I guess I'm doing something right. But yeah, I actually record them Friday morning, and then I let it sit, and then I edit and post on Sunday. And by edit, I mean I click a few buttons on Descript, because it has really good editing features, and it kind of does the rest for me. If you're not using some of these new tools and AI to help edit and post stuff, like, I would be very concerned if I was a video or podcast editor right now, if you aren't already, because the tools that are out there are insane in terms of me, who has no audio or video editing skills or abilities, how I can just pay like $20 a month for some of these platforms. And I basically become a podcast editor by clicking like 4 buttons. So it's pretty great. Probably the best time ever to be an entrepreneur, content creator, et cetera, et cetera. It's obviously competitive because there's more people doing it, but there's never been more tools and opportunities out there to just start posting stuff, right? I obviously can't speak enough about posting content. I do it a lot. This podcast, this vlog, my Substack, which of course you should be subscribed to. Check the link in the description if you're not already subscribed. That goes out every Monday morning. I post pretty often on LinkedIn, all that good stuff too. So anywho, yeah, I don't know. What do I want to talk? I guess part of what I was thinking of talking about was how to manage stuff when you're getting busy and tired. And I actually had a good chat. I am part of a business mastermind group. We meet every second Tuesday. And I brought it up with them a few weeks ago because on the business side, things have been going really well. I haven't really had, like, what we do is, I think there's 5 of us. And every 2 weeks, a different person is on the quote-unquote hot seat, and you can bring up 1 or 2 or 3 things that you're struggling with, and we meet for 45 minutes every 2 weeks, and the group gives the person in the hot seat advice on how they can overcome some of their problems. So I think it was like a month or two ago, I don't remember, the last time I was on the hot seat, I was like, guys, I have so many of these calls, I'm so tired by the end of the day, what the heck do I do? And we had a pretty good discussion about it. And part of it was, which I never really thought about, a lot of it was some of the standard stuff, right? Rest, make sure you're doing this and doing that and whatever. And most of the stuff I think I do pretty well. But one thing I didn't appreciate was the fact that calls can affect different people differently in the sense that I am an introvert, right? I mean, you look up introvert in the dictionary and there's a picture of me front and center. And having something like a video call with somebody can drain energy or affect somebody's mood and energy different depending on who you are. If you're an introvert, something like a bunch of calls talking to a bunch of people will actually drain your energy a lot more than if you're an extrovert, right? Similarly to if we go to a party on Saturday night, an extrovert is probably going to be in heaven and they might even leave the party on cloud 9 with more energy, right? Super happy, feeling energized, etc. Whereas if you're an introvert, you might leave a party being like, oh, get me the heck out of here. Oh, that was super draining. I need to go home and relax and blah, blah, blah. And what I hadn't really thought about was how all of these, because I do all of our sales calls, all of our demos, and all of our training and onboarding for our new clients, which is good, because if we're doing a lot of those, it means we're doing something right and the business is doing pretty well, which it is, and is we're pretty happy about traction we've had over the last 6 months. But my God, after a day where I have to do like 4, 5, 6, 7 calls, like I'm looking at my day today, I'm recording this Friday morning. The demo at 9, demo at 10:45, I'm going live on LinkedIn at 12, I have a check-in call at 1, I have a check-in call at 2, I have a quick call with a colleague at 2:30, we have our Visto end-of-week stand-up at 3 p.m., and then I have another demo at 3:45. So I can already tell you right now that by 4:30, I'm going to be absolutely wiped. And again, that's good. I don't really want to trade it for anything. But the question is, what do we do about it, right? And one of the pieces of advice from one of the people in the group was, based on the type of person you are, you have to counteract and find an effective way to recharge, right? So maybe after a demo, it means taking 5-10 minutes to relax and lie down. Or what do you do to recharge, right? Maybe you have to go read Reddit for 5 minutes. Because if you're an introvert, again, if you're an extrovert, this might not apply to you as much. If you're an extrovert and you're getting on 6, 7, 8, 9 calls a day, you might be fired up and loving life. For us introverts, if you're getting on a bunch of calls every day, it might leave you drained, right? Physically and mentally drained by the end of the day because you're doing all this extroverty stuff that we don't necessarily love, right? Some of us extroverts might love to have 2 or 3 calls a day max, but do the rest of our work on our own, not talking to humans. Right. So, you know, finding ways that work for you, again, this will be a little bit different for each person, to counteract or recharge after those activities. For me, I find taking a good lunch break really helps. Just taking like 30 to 45 minutes silent. I make some food. I sit in the living room. I watch a video on YouTube. I eat some food, relax, just kind of come back down to earth. And then if I have a couple calls in a row, I'll take 5, 10, 15 minutes, depending on how long the call goes, and just chill out, right? And do my introvert thing to kind of relax and recharge and get ready for the next one. And then obviously in the evenings, usually hang out with my wife and do more relaxing, less extroverty type stuff to kind of, you know, relax, recharge. I always read at night before bed. That really helps as well. So anyways, I don't know if this is helpful to you. I don't know if you can relate to anything I just said. Or maybe you're like, Josh, I don't have calls. This doesn't even matter to me. But anyways, hopefully that's a little bit helpful. Just thinking about what's your personality type, what drains you, what recharges you, and how to be a little bit strategic about that. So anyways, hopefully that's helpful. In terms of book of the week, I think last week I talked about the 33 Laws of Something by Stephen Bartlett. Oh yeah, The Diary of a CEO. I finished that last week. I think I talked about it in the last vlog. So check out the last episode if you're curious about The Diary of a CEO. It's written by Stephen Bartlett. And the subheading was like The 33 Laws of Business and Life. Pretty good book. I recommend it. I enjoyed the read. Good mix of stories and lessons and stuff like that. Right now, I'm about 60% of the way through The Boy Who Followed His Dad or Father into Auschwitz. What's the title? The Boy Who Followed His Father into Auschwitz. I'd love to see a graph of like over the last 10 years, how many new books have been released called The Boy Who or The Girl Who? The girl who sat on the train next to the boy. The woman who followed the himini himini himini. Anyways, just a theme I've noticed. This book is crazy. So I was talking, I guess we're segueing back. Is that a term? Segueing back? I don't think you segue back. I think you segue forward. Anyways, we're circling back to how I started this episode. Again, I don't want to make this overly political or religious based, but I was in Ottawa, where I'm from, a couple months ago, and I saw this book in Indigo. Indigo's like the Canadian version of whatever the heck the bookstore is in your country. Chapters or whatever, if you're in the US, or Barnes and Noble. And I saw this book, The Boy Who Followed His Father into Auschwitz, and it's just this crazy story about a father and son who gets sent to the concentration camps in World War II. And I was like, given all the crap that's going on in the world, I want to learn a little bit more about that time in history, right? World War II. Because what we're seeing right now is kind of crazy, and it gives me weird feelings about the fact that it wasn't so long ago, right? It was 80, 90 years ago, where Germans were rounding up Jews and sending them by train to concentration camps and gassing them in the thousands, tens of millions, I guess, if you look at the entirety of World War II and what the Nazis were trying to do. I shouldn't say Germans, Nazis were trying to do. That was not so long ago. And in a scary way, we're starting to see signs of it. Not that people are actually going that far right now, but we are seeing hints of it right now in 2024, right? With some of these protests and what people are yelling in the streets in America. So anyways, I wanted to read up a little bit more about that time in history. And I'm about 60% of the way through this book. And it's just nuts. It's just eye-opening to read about how I am a privileged as can be white man growing up in Canada, have had such a good life. Again, the world's getting a little crazy right now, but I've had such a good life as a Jewish man in Canada. And to read about what these people had to go through, not just Jews, right? Because a lot of people don't realize that the Nazis murdered tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of, you know, more than just Jews, right? Gays and, you know, a whole host of other people that didn't deserve to just be murdered. So it's crazy what these people had to live through in these concentration camps and the work and the stuff that they had to do. Anyways, it is a little intense. Like this is, I read before bed. So like reading all that stuff before bed is a little depressing. But anyways, it's quite the eye-opener. It's certainly a very interesting story. I'll probably have a full review of it next week. I hope to be done it within a week. But oh, it's not a walk in the park type read. So anyways, I'll have more info on that next week. I'm going to end it there. We're at 17 minutes right now. Thank you very much for listening. Hope you've had a great week and have a big week coming up ahead as well. If you are listening on the podcast, any reviews or, you know, 5-star ratings, that stuff always helps. If you're watching on YouTube, make sure you're subscribed, like the video, all that stuff helps too. And make sure, if you don't want to miss this episode each week, that you're on my Substack. There will be a link in the description. If you're subscribed in the Substack, you'll get my email every Monday morning, and it has a link to this vlog as well. Thanks again for tuning in. Hope you have a good one, and I will see you in the next episode. Take care, everybody. Have a good one.